the biggest, heaviest snow I remember seeing in this country. And so much snow accumulated on this boat, on the roof of it and everything, it pushed it down in the water so deep it sunk. Got it above the water, got above the safe water line, and it sunk. And right there, it's there now. Because when it sunk, all this water got in it, and it made it pretty heavy. And then sand accumulated around it. And then about a year or so later, we decided we didn't wait that long, really. About a year later, we decided we'd pull it out. We got some barges, and we got some towboats to come up there, and they couldn't budge it. So it's there now, just an eyesore. But we had to have a clubhouse, so then we decided to put our clubhouse on land. And we built an elevated location there for it, raised it up about 8 feet. Built it up, and it was dirt, and then put our clubhouse on top of that elevated mound of dirt. And that's the house we have now. Now it happens that in 1973, we had a big, inordinate flood, biggest we've ever had in 50 years. Water got in that clubhouse, 5 feet deep, got up in it. But it went out. When it went down, while we got in there, we put on the air conditioners to keep, and let the thing dry out without ever having a bad odor to it. They dry out gradually.
Yes.
And as a consequence, it didn't have any, leave any bad odor. And then we refurnished it and everything, and that's the clubhouse we use now. And it is, I suppose, the nicest club on the river from Memphis to, I don't know how far down. It's got about 700 members. Memberships have, up until this year, have only been $50 a year. But we have a caretaker and his wife, and he has a concession for minnows and sell minnows and boats and bait and stuff like that. And he built him a house out there. He lives out there on another promontory. It's up above flood stage. And they are exceptional people in that they know the restaurant business. You can go out there and get a good meal, short order meal. And then at certain times, they have on Sundays, they serve a regular Sunday dinner. And I reckon half of this neighborhood eats dinner out there every Sunday. That's right. They serve, I don't know, 100, 150 meals. Just people leave church and go right on out there for supper, dinner. Well, I don't know how long now since they've had that, then they decided they want some tennis courts out there, so they put in some tennis courts. And that raised the idea of $25.
Oh, really?
That raised up to $75. Now they decide they want a swimming pool. So they put in a nice swimming pool, that's another $25 a year. So I'd use now $100 a year.
Yeah.
It used to be the initiation fee for joining was just $50. Now it's, I think, $300. I charge you $300 now to join. In fact, the membership is closed. They don't take any more members. They're trying to get rid of some.
Is that right?
What to say. But that's the Benoit Outing Club, and it's considered the, now there are a lot of people who have built cabins along that lakefront. Got leases on land, put up permanent buildings out there. A lot of them have all these trailers out there, and if water goes coming up, they threaten them to inundate them while they can pull them out, you know.
Yes.
And take them back when the water goes down. But I suppose there, if it was counted, there at least 100 people live out there, and 100 houses out there. Now, I won't say 100, I say 75. And it's, everybody recognizes the fact that we're very fortunate in having a place like that.